Uma pessoa leu que quando nós voamos sobre as ondas, nós podemos chegar aos mundos distantes.
We can reach the distant worlds.
E ela está perguntando o que é isto.
And this person is asking what this
means. Nós chamamos de mundo cada plano de consciência.
We call each level of consciousness and each dimension a world. So we have the different levels and the different dimensions.
Em cada plano pode haver mundo diferente.
On each level there may be a different world.
Pode haver também
and in each dimension
diferentes.
There also may be various different worlds. If we are on this level and in this dimension, we see this world that we know. But on this very level, in another dimension, there may be another world completely different to this one. So if we are on this level, in each dimension of this level, there can be a world on the same level. And if we shift levels, the world there will be even more different, because there was a shift in the level itself. So each level and each dimension is a world. Each of these worlds is governed by its own laws. And therefore each world has its inhabitants, it has its beings, and each world has its evolutionary purpose. So we can be in this world at this moment and following our own evolutionary purpose, and because of our pathway we may change levels and dwell in another completely different world. In each of these worlds, on each level, in each dimension, wherever we may be, we will be learning something. So if we need to learn certain things, we remain in this world until we learn them. And until we begin to put them into practice, when we have learned all that we are to learn in this world, we will leave this world and enter another one in order to continue to learn that which we need and which this world no longer provides. We may need something from another world, so we leave this one and go on to the other one. What we learn in these worlds are really not theories. What we learn when we change worlds is how to relate to another type of energy. Because each level, each world, each dimension may have even the same energy, but in different degrees, in different intensities. So right now, I may need an energy in a certain degree, and I may eventually need that same energy in another degree. So I have to die to this world and be born in another, and go on to another, because there I will find that grade of energy that I can no longer find here, that this world cannot give me. Do you see why we die? Do you see why we change worlds? Why we transfer to other levels? And why we go on to other dimensions? It is for us to contact with other nuances of that energy. And if we have to live for a while, for a cycle in that other nuance, in order to learn about this relationship, to gradually develop that energy within ourselves, in the intensity which that world teaches us to develop, which that world gradually develops in us. And of course, even when we change worlds, we do not only shift the energy level, We do not only learn to handle energy in another way, in another manner. We also contact new laws, because each world has its laws. So I may have the need to develop another law, which is not possible to do in this world. So I have to go to another world to get in contact with that law, and thus live and develop that law. Our passage through a world is a small part, a moment, a quick flash among all the worlds, all the planes, all the lives, all the dimensions that we can travel through. Therefore, our path, our way, may be to gradually develop various things that one world alone cannot provide for us. So we will therefore go on, we will proceed along that way in order to contact energies, forces, laws, experiences, developments. And for this to happen, we change worlds, we transfer between worlds. And this planet contains many worlds of this type. We know of the physical world, and you have seen that within the actual physical world there are nations or regions that are completely different to one another within the same physical world. For you to incarnate in a tropical area is very different from your incarnating in a desert, or for you to incarnate in a region that is freezing cold. This is very different. This gives you a contact with certain energy nuances and certain climatic laws of so many things that are completely different. So as a soul, in this physical world, you have various choices to have experiences or to learn things here or there. The nations or the political regions of the earth are not meant to be divided according to wars, conquests, or negotiations. Rather, the regions are to be delimited by or to exist according to the characteristics of a certain part of the physical world. So you move from one nation to another, or from one region to another, in order to enter into contact with a different gradation of energy. And this is reflected in many things. It is reflected in many habits, in many customs. So this would be an orderly world. Thus, if you moved to another region or to another nation, would be in another type of physical world. You would be in a physical world that is completely different from the other. And this would happen on the physical level. Now, we are in contact with the physical level and experiencing or developing all of these things. So you have seen that in the physical world, if you are in a big city, you contact vibrations and laws specific to that city, depending on what is organized and manifested there. If you come to a place like this center, on the same physical level, you will find it physically completely different. It might appear to be similar, but it is not. It is not, because here there are other laws, here there are other vibrations. So in a physical world, you will find these differences. Now, to shift even more, you have to change levels. You have to be in a world on another level, in an etheric world, or an astral world, or a mental world, and so on. Or if you change levels, you will find different dimensions. These will be completely different worlds.
No plano físico, no mundo do plano físico,
on the physical level, in a world of the physical level, only in exceptional cases can we gain an understanding of the real function of humanity in the physical world. So here, in physical consciousness, if you ask people who are physically incarnated what the role of humanity is, practically nobody knows. So on the physical level, there is no overall awareness of what humanity is, of what humanity is doing on the physical level. So when you ask people what they are doing, they say all kinds of things except what they really came here to do. Isn't this so? So on the physical level, this awareness is very rare. On the physical level, if you want to know what humanity is doing here, you will probably not find this stated clearly by people who are incarnated on the physical level. For you to gradually learn this, you have to begin to go to other levels, to other planes, in order to get this understanding. Because here on the physical level, it practically does not exist, except in someone or other who has this understanding. But this has not yet spread throughout physical awareness. This has not become comprehensible to all. So although we are incarnated on the physical level, we cannot base ourselves only upon physical knowledge. We cannot base ourselves only upon that which is known here, only on the laws of this place, because there is very little understanding on this level. So we are here, but we need to seek a contact with other levels, so that on those other levels we may get to know what we are doing here. See how this situation of humanity on the surface of the planet Earth is interesting. So if we do not make it our priority, our highest priority, to contact these other levels, if it is not our priority to be linked with other levels, with other dimensions of consciousness, we will never get to know what we are doing in this very dense physical dimension. We run the risk of ending our incarnation without having perceived what we came to do here, because we have not built a good enough contact, we have not created enough ties to other levels where we do know this, where all this is clearer. So somebody, some philosopher, some mystic, some saint, some spiritual seeker may have gone to some subtle plane, some higher level, to find information about what we are doing here, and may have brought it from there to tell us what we are doing here. Do you see how complex this is? And when he or she comes to tell us what we are doing here, if this had been perceived on another level, our tendency is not to accept it, because the reality is so different, the vibration is so different, that the tendency here on the physical level is to turn away from it and not to accept it. So many of our teachers have made contacts with these other levels, or teachers of ours have traveled in their consciousness through other dimensions, and they have discovered there that our role here as humanity is to channel spiritual energies to all the kingdoms below the human one. Who would have ever thought of this here on the physical level? Because we think that we are here on the physical level to deal with our life, right? So we spend all our time developing our life, but without asking what we are really doing here. Could it be that we are here in the physical world to live the way we are living? Could it be that we are alive only for this? And there are people who go through many lives working to feed themselves, to clothe themselves, to bear children, to build a family, to work, don't they? They spend life after life doing this. And none of this is our purpose for being here. These are all secondary things that are part of the laws of this place, but they have nothing to do with what we are meant to do here. We did not come here to eat, we did not come here to dress, we did not come here to bear children, we did not come here to build a family, we did not come here to work. We do these things because we are here, do you understand? Because they are part of the laws of this place. The laws of this place make all this happen. If we were on another level, there would not be any stoves and nobody would be cooking. If we were on another level, nobody would be having children. Because over there, beings are created in a different way. It is not through procreation. So here, we are doing many things which are always the same, life after life. And we did not come here to do any of this. We came here to this planetary structure for only one reason. And this is to be here as a channel of spiritual energy for all of the kingdoms and for all of the beings that are below us in the evolutionary rank. Because everything which is below us in the evolutionary rank, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and a great part of the human kingdom, all that is below our evolutionary level depends on the spiritual energy that we, as the human kingdom, must channel to them and radiate to them. Do you understand what we are doing here? So we are not in this world on our own. We are in this world within a structure, a hierarchy, that is made up of a series of kingdoms, of evolutionary levels. And everything below our level is waiting for the spiritual energy that is transmitted to them through us. Who amongst us is aware that this is why we are here in this world? So if this is not carried out, if this does not happen, if we are not bringing spiritual energy into this world, because we are the point of contact, if we are not invoking spiritual energy into this world, incorporating spiritual energy in order to transmit it to other human beings, to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom, to the mineral kingdom, we are here without knowing what we are doing. We are here without fulfilling our task. And when you ask people what their task is, they will say millions of things that they imagined, except this, because they did not know this. They never paid attention to this. They never did this. And who knows during how many lives they will remain ignorant if they do not have the right moment, if they do not have the grace, or do not have the possibility of receiving this information here, of getting to know what they were meant to do here. Now, it is simple to get to know what we are meant to do here, we have been told. But between knowing it and really carrying it out, that is a different story. It is something else. So what are we passing on to others? Could it be our disposition? Could it be our energy, our own energy? What is this energy that we are conveying? Is it spiritual? If it is, then you are carrying out your role. Now, if you are passing on your own energy, this is a fraud. This is not your real function. Your real function is to channel spiritual energy to others and to the animals, which know much less of this spiritual energy, because this spiritual energy acts very regularly within the human kingdom. But the spiritual energy does not act very much, it acts very little within the animal, the plant, the mineral kingdoms. There are different energies in those kingdoms, and it is our responsibility to bring this energy, to introduce this spiritual energy through our contact with those other kingdoms, with our love for those other kingdoms, with dedication, with service to those other kingdoms. And in this way we carry out our task. It is for this reason that we are here. We are that echelon that is to transmit spiritual energy to the other echelons that are below us. Because humanity does not have this vision or has lost its vision, we can see the conditions of the surface of the planet, because humanity does not carry out that which it came to do. Humanity is not here acting as a transmitter of this spiritual energy. The most it does is to receive it from the spiritual level, but it should be this antenna, it should be this transformer, it should be this distributor of energies to everything that is on its level and below it. But something seems to be happening to humanity at this time. Something seems to be undergoing transformation in humanity's consciousness. So this must be why we are recalling these things. So it is clear that we are here to pick up, to transform, and to radiate to all that needs it. Now, when we want to make a contact, to seek this energy, to carry out this task, if we reach up to the soul, to the high self, we will contact a spiritual energy, a type of spiritual energy that will allow us to carry out this work within the task of the planet, here, within the task of this world. Because in our soul, we will find a spiritual energy that is adequate, that is necessary in this world to carry out the goals of this world. Now, for us to cooperate in a goal that is greater than the goals of this world, then we need to center our attention and to seek this spiritual energy in the body of light rather than in the soul, which is a little higher. So we would have to get to know this body of light and to imagine and to seek this body of light, but not for us to become more illumined and not from spiritual ambition. Because if you begin to contact spiritual energy in the body of light, then what you begin to radiate will be useful to, will benefit not only this world, but other worlds as well. So at this point, you begin to serve other worlds. How can you begin to serve other worlds? Not merely when you have the intention to do so, when you want to. You will serve other worlds when you begin to contact the body of light, when you go there to seek spiritual energy, and that spiritual energy is adequate for the other worlds. There is where you begin to contact the other worlds. You begin to function in other worlds, or you begin to serve in other worlds. Now, when seeking spiritual energy, if you manage to bring the spiritual energy down from the monad, then at that point, this spiritual energy will be useful, will be necessary for an even greater number of worlds. So in this way, you gradually extend your consciousness, and you will then go to live in, to contact, or to serve in a large number of worlds. But this depends on what type of spiritual energy you are issuing, what type of energy you are channeling, you are radiating. All of this takes place on this earth.
na superfície da Terra.
All of this work takes place on the surface of the Earth. So we can continue to be on the surface of the Earth for a great while until we learn all this, and until we realize what can be carried out on the surface of this Earth, which is not merely to build houses, to build states, to found civilizations. All of this has no meaning if you are not really doing what you came to do, if you are not here fulfilling what a human being, what an incarnated soul came here to do. So you can carry this out here on different levels, in different planes, and within different qualities. So many times we hear this type of information, and it stays in our mind, in our intellect. It remains recorded in our brain, but it is no good for anything. It was good only for you to acquire knowledge. You did not come here only to know things. You came here to serve. So when you receive this type of information, you should really place this within yourself and say, well, I am here to serve. I am willing within yourself. I am ready to serve, to be what I am meant to be within the scope of my service. You must turn inward and really say this. If this were to happen, then life on the surface would truly change. Things that still go on would really stop happening, including, without our knowing, things which we don't want. Do any of you have the desire to make war? I believe that none do. Yet we have war, don't we? And how does this come about when we have nothing to do with it? This happens because we are not fulfilling our role. Because if we were carrying out our role, wars would not happen. Because if you are busy with confrontations with your fellow beings, when this is not your role here, when your role here is to take this energy to other levels, so if all of us were doing this, there would be no wars. The animal kingdom would not be in the condition it is. The plant kingdom and the mineral kingdom would not be in the condition they are. All of this would be much more developed. All of this would be at another point of evolution. So it is superfluous and useless for us to observe what is going on and to comment or to want to change what is happening starting from the outside, because things will not change like that. People will not stop wars because they want to, nor just because they destroy weapons. You have to do your part. You need to carry out your role because it is readily transmitted. Each one who begins to do this, insofar as the person ought to and can do, each one who can do this goes on transmitting and radiating. And this is passed along. And on the inner levels, this is a stimulus. This is an impulse for our fellow beings to finally set off in this direction. Someone is asking, what is the supreme purpose? And would the answer to this relate to the role of humanity? Well, the role of humanity is on our level. The supreme purpose is another level. It is something else. We would not necessarily get to know this just by discovering humanity's role, because each is on a level that is infinitely distant from the other. Now, the supreme purpose, as the person is asking, is incomprehensible to a human being. The supreme purpose is incomprehensible to the human mind. As our consciousness expands, as we gradually open ourselves As we become receptive to a greater understanding, we gradually understand, we gradually perceive our part in the plan of evolution, but not the supreme purpose. It is no use knowing the supreme purpose if we are unable to accomplish it. It is something very broad, very high, infinite. So if we have this goodwill, or if we have this willingness, this openness, this intention to carry out the higher will, then we are gradually shown our part in the plan of evolution. This is what we are going to know. This is what we gradually understand. We are never going to understand the entire plan of evolution. Not even the spiritual hierarchy knows the entire plan of evolution. The spiritual hierarchy knows the part of the plan that it is meant to manifest. Likewise, in proper proportion, it is the same with us. So the hierarchy does not know all of the plan. Nobody knows it. The hierarchy knows as much of the plan as it must manifest as hierarchy. And we, who wish to be in harmony with the law of evolution, little by little, we will understand our part in the plan of evolution. We will gradually come to understand our role, our task. And if we carry out this task bit by bit, if we gradually fulfill each new part that comes to us, if we gradually understand more and more what our part is, in fulfilling our part, in carrying out our part, in developing our part, we then can understand parts of the plan. We can enter into the plan and live this plan of evolution. And in this way, we come to know the purpose for us, for a group, for humanity, for the planet. But this happens gradually. As our task is indicated to us, as we gradually carry out our task, and so we perceive a little more, we understand a little more. And someone is asking about the thought for the day, which says, all that is asked of us is surrender. This person is asking us to reflect a little on this topic. So the plan of evolution, or the supreme wisdom, does not ask us to be what we cannot be. We are asked to give what is within our evolutionary capacity to give. So no higher consciousness is going to ask us to do what we cannot carry out. No plan, no part of the plan will require something that we cannot fulfill, that we are not prepared for, that we are not ready to carry out. So what is asked of all of us, in general, no matter what our capacity, no matter what our knowledge, no matter to what extent we are devoted to the plan and to evolution, what is asked of us all is to surrender. Everyone can do this. So if there is a giving up of self, if there is this movement within us to surrender, then our task is revealed to us little by little. Our part in the plan is revealed, and so forth. Now, we give up ourselves by degrees. There are people who think they have surrendered, but they have not. I know people that say, I have surrendered myself. So then they receive a task and they say, oh, I can't do this because I have something else to do. So they have not really surrendered, because if they had surrendered, all that they had to do, including due to karma, would have disappeared. It would have been taken away or would have been resolved without their presence. So they have not truly surrendered, because if they had really surrendered, nothing would stand in the way of their carrying out the task of the plan that was given to them. So all of us ought to be working at this surrender, because our surrender is not perfect. We surrender by degrees, sometimes with great fear. We surrender with a lack of courage, because we surrender sort of muttering to ourselves, oh, what am I going to do if I am suddenly asked to do something? What do I do? This is surrender in a general way. I have other commitments, I'm hurting, I'm not ready. This is surrendering. But all of this is a pathway. It is all a process, a moving forward. Now, to follow this pathway of surrender, we have to be prudent to do this, to surrender. We need to have worked on silence. We have to be receptive to that which comes from the depths of the self. So what does prudence mean when we are surrendering? And why do we need to be prudent with what comes within the depths of our being? We must not interpret this anxiously. We must carefully interpret what comes from deep within us, what is presented to us. So when we surrender, many things become clear to us. But at this point, we must not be in a hurry, not be too audacious, to want to understand it right away, to want to interpret it right away in an impulsive way. We must be careful with this, be prudent, because the mind, the emotions, human nature eludes itself a lot when faced with that which is real. So we can offer ourselves, but as things are presented to us, we must be prudent. And we must also have developed silence in us. Silence means you do not have a set idea about what is being presented to you. So some task or a part of a task can be presented, and you have to count on a silence that had been developed. This means you must not have a preconceived idea about what is being presented to you. There is no silence when you make a running commentary on what is being presented to you as a task. So there must be silence, an absence of commentary. You have to be neutral to what is being presented to you, neutral to what the inner self brings forth into your consciousness. So we have to be there very neutral, very impartial, not being involved, otherwise we lose clarity. We lose our clarity, and thus the doors that communicate this new energy, what the inner self is sending to us, these doors begin to close. So if we are neutral in the presence of what is emerging, in the presence of what is presenting itself, if we have this humanity, this impersonality, if we have faith, faith that the plan is wise, faith that the inner self, the higher self, knows what it is doing, knows what it is presenting to us, we must have faith. So if we have this neutrality and this faith, we will become very receptive. We will be unobstructed And thus, we can receive things more freely. Part of this process that we have worked on, that we have to watch out for, is the anxiety of our deciding what direction to take, this anxiety to do the things we ought to do. This has to change. Because when we are anxious, we cannot work with these things that are real. Within the real, there is no anxiety. There is no hurry. So within the real, this anxiety is gradually replaced by our surrendering to the inner world. We become bystanders. We learn to wait. We learn to await in the presence of the inner world, but without anxiety, without hurry. So by means of silence, by working with prudence and silence, we gradually lose this anxiety. And in the silence, as we deepen our silence, we understand a little more of what emerges. So we do not understand what comes from the inner world when we seek it in the depths, when we try to attain it, working at it and seeking. No, we gradually understand it as we perfect our silence, as we dissolve our anxiety, as we work at removing these superficial things, then it emerges. And then the steps to be taken become clear. So sometimes we feel a great impetus, we are enthused, we are very willing to develop the plan to serve. And this is very good, and it is a sign that the soul is alive. It is a sign that the ego and the personality are willing. But in order for this to be worked on, it is not a question of doing things. What has to be worked on is silence and seeking the inner self. This is what needs to be worked on, silence and withdrawal. Because then things become clearer.